You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
We ready for y'all. So, we're talking about anything and everything. That's what we do. If it's interesting to me, it's interesting to you. Oh, that should be the way to do it. Right there, it's a rhyme every time. My friend, Riggins.
Good morning.
As the cheesy sports announcers say, my friend Riggins alongside. They do say some dumb shit, don't they? Sports people. They throw in words and all that they would never use in a regular conversation, you know, like that. Alongside.
Yeah.
They just think stupid things. Not that I'm wanting to be critical of them or anything. God bless them.
Do you like Jim Nantz? He does the Masters.
He doesn't say stuff like that. He doesn't try to speak in sports lingo. He's a professional announcer. He's a professional broadcaster.
He's got the most soothing voice.
Yeah. Who? I lost one of the ear monitors there. I got it back, though.
Hello.
So, he didn't do the college basketball for the first time this year, right? He didn't do the Final Four and all that. But he still does the Masters. He still is the announcer for the Masters.
Yeah, yeah.
And he still does NFL with Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he may be, I think he is one of us, Riggins.
Is that right?
Politically, yes.
Okay.
I know Al Michaels is.
He's probably pretty. The Huge Hog Club.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure Jim Nantz is too.
Okay.
All right. So stupid celebrity news is where we're going to start today. Stupid celebrity news, and I am, I went for a while. I was all about this Gypsy Rose story, Gypsy Rose Blanchard. You know, and I think what her mom did to her was awful. Watching the things, you know, the documentaries and the shows and all that brought me to tears of all the stuff that her mom did to her with the Munchausen by proxy, treating her like a patient her whole life, like she was terminally ill and all this stuff. And then she went to prison because she and her boyfriend killed her mom so she could be free of her. She did 7 years in penitentiary. And since when she was in the penitentiary, she got engaged to a guy who struck up a pen pal ship, you know, with her. And then she met another guy named Ryan who saw her on some news story or something and decided, hey, she's pretty cute. I think I'm going to have a shot at her. So she broke up with the fiance that she was engaged to from behind the prison walls, and then became engaged to and married Ryan. So, you know, anybody with any knowledge of how the world works would know that your entire life up until your early 20s, you were basically a prisoner. You were not free to live a life that you wanted to live. You couldn't do anything you wanted to do. You couldn't go anywhere you wanted to go. You lived this life with your mother keeping you prisoner. So you killed her. Then you go to real prison and you're there 7 years. So then when you get out, you're already married and you can't experience a free life on your own. And now she's filed for divorce from this guy. And I would think that it's because of those things that I just said. She's never been free. She can't do this, can't do that. Now I want to be free. But the stories say that she's gone back with the ex-fiance, but they say that they're just friends. Right. Because everybody leaves their husband and then goes to an ex-lover just to be friends with them.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? So I'm not saying that it's not understandable that she would have emotional hang-ups and things like that. But she just needs to get away from any type of commitment that she would need with anything other than getting her head right.
Yeah.
And she had a nose job, I think, which is what I said she should have done first day she got out of penitentiary, because she's doing all these Lifetime shows and she's out there on the social medias and everything. So there were pictures of her out with bandages on her nose, and her nose looked like, you know, it had been redesigned, shall we say. So then we find out, according to the rumors now, is that the reason that one of the main reasons that she left her husband is because he was a food hoarder.
Yeah.
And they lived in an apartment, and so all this food that he would hoard was in the way. She said that she came in and cleaned out the refrigerator one day while he was gone, because there was a lot of stuff that, the way they described it, it was expired and all. He hit the roof. They had a big fight about it. But then again, you've got to expect a person who reaches out to have a relationship and a commitment with a person who is in the penitentiary, you've got to expect them to be weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't look at this Ryan guy and go, why are you being so weird? It's not like he just came out of nowhere and changed. If you're trying to hook up with and have a committed relationship with someone who is in the penitentiary, then something is wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, I remember on one of the documentaries or something, him going on about how much he loves wrestling.
Yeah, he's a big wrestling guy.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's hoarding wrestling figurines or anything like that. Action figures, I'm sorry, not figurines.
One thing they always say on the show Hoarders is that they're trying to fill some sort of hole, or there's an inadequacy, like they lost somebody close to them. So it's not surprising that a guy who hoards food is also striking up a friendship, pen palship, whatever we call it, with a prisoner. You're desperately seeking some sort of satiation, or whatever that's called.
Yeah, I mean, you're just not right, as we used to say. It's just, you're not right in your life. Yeah. Something's wrong. And, you know, marrying somebody who's in the penitentiary is to, in some people's minds, they look at it like, okay, well, I know that that she's mine or he's mine because there's nobody else around. They're not going to cheat on me.
Yeah.
It's always going to be, they're always going to be glad to see me.
Yeah.
Whenever I go visit or whenever I call. And I think he lost his job over the whole thing of being with her.
I'm not surprised.
He was a teacher.
Really?
And I want to say it was at a private school in Louisiana. He was a teacher. And they were like, you're marrying somebody who's in the penitentiary, and, you know, you got all this media coverage and all this stuff.
You really got to screw up if you get fired.
But I told you in the beginning, when she first got out. You mean from a Louisiana school? Yeah, I get it. Because I'm from Louisiana. And you say, okay. But when she first got out, I said, you know, this guy is in the way. He's not good for her.
Yeah. That was not a good time. Like you just said, she spent the majority of her life, her young life, in a prison of sorts. And then she becomes an adult, goes to real prison. you got to figure out who you are as an adult the moment you get out of prison. And it's going to be challenging every step of the way. So to go into it with this new relationship and you're spending your first days in front of cameras, that's a trippy way to.
Yeah. And she doesn't know how, she's in her 30s now. She doesn't know how to live as herself and with her, with just her, you know, because, you know, even though her mom was such a she devil in the way that she did her, Gypsy looked at it like, well, I don't know what to do if my mom's not telling me what to do, or I don't know how to act if somebody isn't telling me. She said that when she got to prison and she was in the penitentiary and she could go outside and sit at a picnic table or eat, you know, in the cafeteria without somebody telling her what to get and what she can eat and what she can't eat. And she said she felt more free in the penitentiary than she did growing up with her mom.
Yeah.
So you can't take a person like that and then just say, okay, now you're going to be with this person and then you're going to do this, you're going to do that. As soon as that person comes out of the penitentiary and is actually free for the first time, they've got to ease into that.
Yeah. Under the microscope of millions of people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's got Instagram and TikTok now, and she's like, oh my God, I love all these things. That didn't last long. She was like, I got to get off here, which I think is a smart move.
Yeah. Well, I was following her. Yeah, and that's where I come and go, hey, that dude needs to shut up. He's jumping in on her videos and all that.
Yeah.
He needs to. And I thought she had some kind of a contract with Lifetime because she's working on another show with them or whatever. And I can just picture those Lifetime women telling him to get back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back off.
And I'm sure this story about him freaking out when she threw all this food away is going to be part of the show. But she said his reaction was scary. Like, I mean, that whole hoarding thing is odd behavior.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like a food hoarder. Because he doesn't look like he could keep food in the house very long.
Not ordering anything.
He's just a food eater. I mean,
he's hoarding the carrots he's eating. Something else.
I'm thinking, you know, how could anything expire with him living in there?
Yeah. It's so weird.
But what do you think of a person? Let's say, as much as you admire and idolize me, Riggins, if I came to you one day and I say Jody and I had split up and I told you that I had really fallen for an inmate at the women's penitentiary and we were going to get married in a prison wedding and all, you would think that I needed to be put in the hospital.
Of course.
And see, and that's what happens when we're not allowed to judge people in society. You know, you can't make jokes about, who are you to say that, you know, it makes him happy, so whatever. Well, no, doesn't make him happy. Look at him, he's a mess.
Yeah.
Allegedly. In my opinion, he's a mess. Yeah, I think out of all of the available people in U.S. America alone for you to date and have a relationship with in all the many places you can find them, if you're having to are choosing to go to a penitentiary and find an inmate, then you're searching for something yourself.
Yeah,
because a lot of those inmates will use the person on the outside and pretend to be in a relationship with them and all of that because they can send them money. They'll be there when they get out and they can, you know, use them for a little bit and then move on. She married him.
She married him. And I think the great tragedy is that when she starts feeling all this insecurity and what did I do? Why did I marry this guy? The one person she probably wanted to reach out to was her mom.
Yeah.
And she killed her. Mm-hmm. You know, because most people would reach out to a parent when you're going through like life trials or whatever. And yeah, and she can't. Well,
her dad's family is really cool. Her dad and her stepmom are pretty settled people and but they live way down deep in South Louisiana.
Yeah. Have they sort of reignited that relationship?
Yeah,
they have
completely. Yeah.
They have.
Mm-hmm. And her stepmom said, I mean, I really wish she hadn't have married Ryan.
Well,
that's the way Cajuns pronounce Ryan. Wish she would have waited, but she didn't, and I'm going to support her.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's just, hey, if you're mad because you like to date inmates, then what do I know? No need to get mad. I'm just a clown.
One thing about me, I like to date inmates.
They don't run around on you.
Yeah. You're right. I can see the attraction of that.
It's a control thing.
If you've been cheated on and things like that, or have been abandoned, you might see that as very appealing.
Yeah. But you can't even hold hands when you go visit them.
You can't even do that.
And you know they're looking all fine when you go visit them. No makeup, no orange jumpsuit, the whole thing. Ooh.
I love neon orange.
All right, so we'll do the Graham Slam and make fun of social media stuff coming up next.
TJ's Podcast.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
So make sure you become an official TJ Fanatico by filling out that little survey we got. That little swervey. Tell us what you like and don't like and all of that stuff. You'll be winning some prizes. And not to mention the honor of saying that you're, you know, officially recognized as a TJ Fanatico. It'd be great. Great, man, great. It'd be great. Mm-hmm. So, for the Graham Slam today, where we go around the world looking at the internets, social medias, and whatnot, people are freaking out over this this video of a funeral procession.
Yeah.
And okay, so here's what happened. There's a woman in her car, and she's pulled over on the side of the road because a funeral procession is coming. Or passing by or whatever. Show respect. You get out of the way and you stop. So she's videoing out of her car onto the sidewalk of a young man who was, I don't know, he looked like he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
And he's riding a scooter on the sidewalk. And he stopped his scooter to pay respects to the dearly departed. And she's acting like he just went and gave somebody a kidney. It's like, oh, I love this. This paint me. Okay, well, everybody else is pulled over and they're doing it. I mean, good for him. He's doing what he's supposed to do, doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But has it gotten so bad in the behavior of our citizens that when someone just does the slightest thing to show respect to another person, that it just, it's just so unbelievably celebrated and touching and all of that. Is it because our society has gotten to the point where nobody respects anybody else, and you do see it for a second, you're like, oh my God, it's so nice.
It's what social media is showing you. It probably always happens, but yeah, that doesn't make a lot of money showing you a bunch of heartwarming moments. So when you do see it, when it does pop up on your feed or in your algorithm, it's like, oh, this is refreshing. So yeah, I agree. It's the reaction is a little over the top, but
look at him.
Oh my God. Now it is funny that an adult is on a scooter.
Yeah.
The visuals of it are pretty funny and yeah, pretty stark.
Is it one of those city scooters, the yeah, electric ones that you rent and all that?
Yeah.
But it looks like he's in a neighborhood though.
Yeah, well, they pop up in the suburbs.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while.
Do the scooter people know that own them?
Yeah.
How far are you riding that thing?
Yeah, you see them every once in a while, especially at the park and on the greenways and stuff.
Mm-hmm. They had them in Evansville, Indiana when I was there this past weekend.
Did they?
Yeah, I didn't figure that Evansville, Indiana was a big enough town to warrant having the scooters.
What's the population of Evansville?
It's about 110,000, I guess.
Oh, good size town.
Yeah. But scooter size? Like city scooters?
Sure. Sure.
But they may only have like four or five.
Everybody's got these couple.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice little town.
You know. Yeah. We had a listener that said, oh my gosh, I'm from Magnolia, Arkansas.
Really? That's where my brother lives, yeah.
Yeah, because you were talking about it on TJ and Jody's house.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, I spent 10 years of life in Magnolia, went to high school there, and I looked that up. That's like, it's got 10,000 people.
It's small. But the thing about it is that when my brother moved from our hometown, Winfield, Louisiana, to Magnolia, it was moving to a bigger city.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They got probably two McDonald's in Magnolia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so 10,000 is twice the size of the town I grew up in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Small towns, man. But this scooter thing, my mom always says, like, I don't talk about my funeral a lot, but one thing I want to make sure nobody stops the traffic. I say, I don't think it's really up to you, though, is it? I mean, the hearse kind of signals that a funeral is coming through. I don't think you can make that demand.
Yeah. Because,
she's,
I mean,
like,
you
adamant
can't.
About
but
it.
How are you going to alert the other drivers? Because, I mean, I would automatically, exactly, whether anybody else is pulling over or not, I would.
Sure. The hearse is going to have its lights on.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know that there's a funeral coming through. So, yeah, I don't think you can make that stipulation, but she's like crazed about it. Please don't do that.
And no, well, fun. How would you stop it?
How would you stop it?
Mm. Well, and all you got to do is say, okay, Mom.
Yeah.
Because she won't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of iffy on people's dying wishes anyway. You know, if it's going to put me out a lot, like they're not going to know the difference. So,
yeah.
You know, like ash spreading.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want my ashes spread, you know, on Melrose Avenue. Okay, Mom. I'll get to California as soon as they hand me the urn.
Yeah.
And we say our final goodbyes. I'm catching a plane. I'm going to go right out to California.
Do you put that kind of stuff in your will?
I guess you could.
Because as my parents get older, they're constantly reminding us, like, where all the important papers are. I go, mm-hmm, what does that include? You know, besides your will or whatever.
Yeah.
All the important papers are here. I was like, okay.
Well, I mean, you need their the paperwork for their cars and their house and,
oh yeah, I guess,
you know, all of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it depends on the dying wish. If, for example, my mom said, you know, as soon as I die, I want everything done. I don't want a funeral. I want some people to come over and you cook a gumbo for everybody and, you know, eat gumbo and then say your goodbyes to me and then move on. I'd grant that last wish.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's fine. It's not too much on me, you know.
Yeah. don't put you out.
But if her dying wish is for me to, you know, do a 10K, I'm not going to do that.
Not going to happen. Definitely not.
Mama, you know I don't like to run. But I'd tell her I was going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. If you could just put together this IKEA entertainment center.
A ceiling fan. Put up a ceiling fan.
The one thing I really would love.
Now, the Lord doesn't hold that against you, does he? If you don't grant someone's dying wish. That's not in the Bible that you have to do that, is
it? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, other than honor thy mother and father.
Honor thy mother and father.
Yeah. But still, I mean.
To what extent? I mean, right. Aren't there limits to that?
Yeah, you know, she said, my dying wish is for you to go help my friend Glenda move. I was like, I don't know, Glenda.
Don't worry, it's Louisiana and it's August. She's moving across town.
Have you ever been asked to do anything as a person's dying wish?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
Yeah, usually young people don't have to even think about that.
I don't even think. I haven't thought about my funeral one bit.
Hmm.
I did hear you talking about how you like doing eulogies, though, for people during your podcast the other day. And I think I would, too. I've never done one, but I think I would kill it, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily like doing it.
The way
but
it was framed is that you like it.
That's my wife said that. He just loves getting up there.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a great send-off. And if you can make people cry a little bit and maybe give them a couple laughs, I think it's a great, great thing to do.
Yeah, and I do like doing it for people that I have been really close to and that I cared about a lot, that I loved. But I have been asked to do them for people that I really didn't know that well.
Yeah, that's kind of
or weird. Didn't care for much.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm a pro, so.
And you accepted doing them?
Yeah.
How many have you done, do you think?
10.
Oh, maybe. You're kidding.
Huh?
You've done 10?
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, my in-laws always joked, or I don't even know if they were joking now. So the only time he'll come visit and the only time he'll come to Louisiana now is if somebody dies and he's doing a eulogy.
And he gets to do the eulogy.
No, I went not long ago and I didn't do a eulogy or anything to a friend who died. My friend Hollywood died. Ace and I went back to the funeral. He was our first program director in radio.
That would have been the one place you absolutely should have done a eulogy.
They didn't ask me to.
That's crazy.
Ace and I could have killed that because the people that did get up, we would have smoked them.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not supposed to look at, you know, eulogies as a competition. But we could have brought some really good material.
Yeah. Because Ace does a good eulogy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. That doesn't make any
sense.
Well,
they were surprised that we came. You know, his family was surprised that we would come all the way from Charlotte to Alexandria, Louisiana.
Right, so they didn't plan it.
Yeah. And we really didn't, you know, it's been so long since we've been close to him, living in the same area and all that. We really didn't know his current, you know, wife and stepkids and all of that stuff.
Hmm.
But if they had, I asked us.
Oh,
man, oh man.
Yeah, well, if I somehow go before you do, I'd like you to do the eulogy at my funeral.
But you know who has asked me to do their eulogy that I think is probably one of the best compliments I've ever gotten? Cool. I have a friend named David, and he is a wonderful preacher. And one of the best sermons that you'd ever hear. Great speaker, the whole thing. Which is odd because he's Methodist. Usually Methodists are kind of, you know, they're kind of boring. But he's really good. And he said, when I die, if I die before you do, I want you doing my eulogy because I don't want some preacher or several preachers coming in and messing it up.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because, you know, he's kind of high up in what they call the district, the Methodist district stuff. You know, now he's worked his way up. And back then, he was just a regular preacher. And his whole family, they're all preachers. His sister, brothers, dad was a preacher. Now his son's a preacher. So I guess maybe now that his son has grown and a preacher, he may have changed his mind. He doesn't want me doing that anymore. He'd rather his son do it. Man. But hey, his son's going to have to pry that microphone out of my cold hand.
I'm ordering your daddy.
Your daddy asked me years ago to do this. And I promised him I would. Ain't nothing going to stop me.
Would you be able to work some laughs into a preacher's eulogy?
Oh, yeah. He's a funny guy. He's a goofy guy.
He would like that.
Oh, yeah. That's why he would want me to do it. He wouldn't want it just to be, you know, preachers getting up, especially Methodist preachers, who a lot of them, you know, pretty much read their sermons and all.
It's
dynamic.
I've played out the argument in my head when my brothers, if one of my brothers, I've got two older brothers, if one of them says, I'll do the eulogy at either my parents' weddings. Mm-hmm. I've played out this argument like, you're going to tell me you are a salesperson. I am in the entertainment industry making my a living speaking to people. If you think you're going to come in here and deliver a eulogy, you're nuts. You're nuts.
Yeah. You can say a couple of things. The two of you can get up at the podium together, sure, and trade off, a little bit. But I'm bringing the real eulogy.
Don't even bring that to me.
No,
it's not going to go well.
And then you can always throw at him too. Dad would rather me do it.
Absolutely. I know he would. We've never talked about it explicitly, mm-hmm, but I know he would.
Yeah, that's why it was kind of I don't want to say hurtful because I don't, like using those kinds of terms, but it bothered Ace and me on a personal level when our really, really, really good friend got married and told the people at the reception who was running the microphones and all of that to not give the microphone at the reception to anybody but him and his best man. Those were it. You give me the microphone to me and my best friend, my best man, and that's it. Like, because he specifically didn't want Ace or me talking at his reception, giving a speech or anything.
Yeah. And the fact that that's in your head as you're preparing for, like, the most important day of your life, that's a thought that you have, like, I need to exclude these people that I love and care about from participating is.
And he said he just didn't want everybody jumping up and dragging it out and telling dumb stories and all of that stuff. But he had to specifically mean us as well, or mainly, I would think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I don't care.
I'm over it now.
I don't care. And we just have to take a break this time. It ain't because I got to. We'll do more next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
To the world, to the world. Ooh, man. I got a lot of stuff to do today, stuff that I don't like doing.
Like what?
Well, my air conditioner is messed up in my truck. I went and put some freeze on in it. About a week ago, I guess. And a can of Freeze-On cost $120. So the guy at the auto parts store, he put it in for me because I wouldn't have known how to do it. So it was good. I was like, whew, all right. It's working. Great. So yesterday, it stopped working. It was blowing hot air. So now I got to take it just to get it evaluated to see what it's going to take to fix it, because it's obviously not just lack of Freon, it's got a leak or doing something. So just to take it, it's going to cost $140 for them to look at it, to tell me what's wrong with it. And it's probably going to be outrageous, whatever it is, to fix. So I got to do that. But this place I'm taking it to, they'll give me a loaner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. At first he said, you come by, and he was talking fast. He said, somebody drop it off and give you a loaner. And I thought he said boner. I was like, wait, hold on. I just want my air conditioner fixed. I don't need nothing else. Don't need to be giving me no boners. So I may come driving up in here tomorrow in some sort of a little car.
Mm-hmm.
A little loner. It'll be blowing cold air, though.
Heck yeah. And it's hot this week. Hot.
Mm-hmm. So then, I mean, how bad is it going to be if I say, oh, wait, it's going to cost what to fix it? No. I'll just drive it without an air conditioner. You know, I'll suffer through it. But then I would have paid $140 and got nothing.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Damn.
And you can't go without AC. You gotta get that fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You hot natured.
I know. I'll be sweating.
Yeah, you're temperature sensitive.
So I wonder if... you know, I have that seat cooling thing in my truck, but I wonder if that's powered through the air conditioner. If that's how it gets cool. Yeah.
It's got to be
hooked up into the air. So if I turn that on, it probably would just blow hot air in the seat as well.
Hot butt.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. That sucks.
Dumb. So I was out yesterday. Trying to get me some exercise and fresh air, because it was a beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
And I went to this park, and I was walking on the paved blacktop trails that they have there. And I look up, and it was probably, I don't know, maybe seven women walking together pushing baby strollers.
Wow.
And I was like, ooh, right. Look at all these mamas coming up in here.
Right.
And they were all in a lot better shape than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they weren't in good shape. Let me put it that way. They weren't like those stroller pushing jogger women. Yeah. You know, they have the jogger stroller and all that. They were just out walking. Let's get in shape, girls.
Yeah.
And I needed to be in one of the strollers.
Yeah.
When I saw them.
It is weird being the fattest person on the trail. I get that all the
time. Yeah. And you know, it creeps women out if it's just a single guy,
yes,
walking towards them or something.
Yes.
And you're out kind of, in, you know, away from people
I
and
think
all
about that.
That
all the time.
And I get it. Yeah, I always start smiling and waving and keep my head down.
I thank God I had that dog because I'm like, at least they know I'm not just like prowling out here on the greenway.
Yeah.
But if you're walking behind someone, I'm, try to make noises, you know, just so you don't seem like a creep.
Yeah. But it's usually walking, we pass each other. Because I don't think I could walk up behind anybody. You'd have to go a little faster.
I ain't catching nobody. I think that's a nice thing to do, though.
What, just wave and look at the ground?
Yeah, just make your presence known. Don't be weird. Again, just don't be weird. Because there are so many weird people out there.
Yeah, so did a guy, speaking of being weird, did a guy really, I saw the headline and then the still pictures of it. Did a guy really yell something sexist at that, what's the name?
Hannah
Waddingham from Ted Lasso.
Yeah, you be the judge. She's doing a red carpet and she walks out in this floor length gown dress and she's clearly, you know, getting ready to take pictures and he goes, show us some leg or give me some leg. And she immediately turned on that guy and was like, excuse me, keep that up and you're not getting any pictures. You wouldn't say that to a guy.
Yeah, she said, don't be a deer.
And then don't be a deer. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say that to a guy.
Yeah, because he wouldn't want to see a guy's leg.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think they all, with if it's a good, if it's, who's a good looking, you know, if Channing Tatum, they're going to say, hey, to the left, you know, they're going to try to get the picture that they want.
Well, and she is very, very tall.
Yeah.
So that may have been, but
I don't know,
listen,
if it's a sexist thing.
You watch, if you can bear even 15 seconds of watching those idiot women on The View, watch them if some hot actor or sports figure or something is on that show. They act like idiots.
Drooling.
And they say stuff to hot guys on there that, guy, if it's a talk show full of guys and some actress comes on there and they're acting the same way, they'd be taken off the air. So that's for saying, oh, screw you or whatever. Because show me some leg is a little different than Hannah, turn over, turn this way. Let's see the dimples.
Yeah.
You know, that's different. But there's the double standard remark doesn't apply, I don't think, because it would go the other way, double standard. If men said the same things to famous women that women say to famous men, yeah, it would be bad. Business.
Show us your wiener.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Right. Or wanting to touch their abs, things like that, you know.
Yeah. And they're just written off as like, oh, they think he's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wouldn't be funny the other way around at all.
Right.
But I also think, like, you're also on a red carpet. That kind of goes with the territory when they're shouting at you and trying to get their picture. You're in it for the same thing. They want to sell that picture. You want to promote whatever you're promoting. So it is a give and take. It is a give and take. Now,
yeah, to a certain extent. But, you know, saying show me some leg, I think, is a little bit different.
It's a little outdated and kind of there's a better way to go about it. But to storm off, I thought was a little dramatic.
You know what I hate is when somebody says she had legs to here, but they don't show you where. They don't make a hand gesture with it. You ever heard anybody do that? I mean, she had legs up to here and she was looking good. Okay, up to where?
Up to. Yeah. No, let me. I hate to stop you, but where do they?
You never told us up to where. Or if they say it on the radio and they're not on the video or anything, they say, you got legs up to you, and they can even be doing it, but you don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have an A, you need to have a B. Like if you're explaining something, you go, okay, well, it's not going to work. A, because da-da-da-da-da. You got to have a B. Yeah. A lot of people don't put a B with it.
I think our business manager is one of them. We go A, and then subpoint 1, 2, and 3. Like, just go to B. You don't have to do the subpoints. You can just go to B. We got 26 options. How many letters?
26.
26 options.
And Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Got 26 letters and Puerto Rico.
It's funny.
But I just, back to the truck thing. I hate doing stuff like that. I'm like, if I have like just a call yesterday and find out what the deal is, if I come bring it up there, I don't like doing that stuff. And I'll procrastinate and, you know, like my dentist has been trying to get in touch with me with a automated thing to change my appointment. And I look at it like, well, my appointment's not for months. It's a cleaning. He's like, I'll get to that.
I do that kind of stuff all the time. But I heard a quote on TikTok, I think, that really was eye-opening. She just goes, you know that thing you're worrying about, that thing that you're putting off, that thing that really gives you anxiety? It's going to take you 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't feel like it, but it's going to take you 15 minutes. And I went, oh, yeah, you know what? You're probably right. The things I put off doing the most, now your truck thing, it's not going to take 15 minutes.
Well, it took less than that to actually call. That's what I was putting off yesterday, just to ask them about it.
Yeah. But it is true. Yeah. Some of those things you put out, you're like, God, it's going to take you 15 minutes, and you'll get through it.
But we did find out something this morning. You know, Tech D Rob was all excited because McDonald's has the bagel sandwiches back. Yeah. And today is Eggs Benedict Day.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, the hollandaise that goes on Eggs Benedict. And whatever. And Tech D Rob said, well, that one of those new McDonald's bagel sandwiches has breakfast sauce on it that's that people say it's hollandaise.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. You think McDonald's people are really poaching eggs back there and making up a hollandaise sauce?
I doubt it. I don't know. They made a big deal. People were like calling for the comeback of the bagel sandwich from McDonald's. Yeah. And the only reason I had wanted to talk about it, because I know that's Rob's favorite at McDonald's, which was crazy.
They are good. I remember them being good. And I'm sure the breakfast sauce, whatever it is good. But, yeah. I mean,
they're not whipping that up homemade, I don't think.
Have you ever tried that instant hollandaise sauce? You buy it in a packet. And
Lord,
It's over there. You know where it is? You ever seen it over there where the gravies are and everything, where you get the taco seasoning packets and all that?
My mom is from the Midwest. That is her inner sanctum, is that gravy packet section. I mean, she's got a box next to her recipes that has probably conservatively 25 of those packets.
Yeah, because you can get an au jus mix in there.
You can get gravies and chili mixes and meatloaf mixes. Did you try the meatball seasoning I gave you? The meatball seasoning? The meatball seasoning. You got to be kidding me. She did. She packed meatball seasoning. I said, Mom, meatball seasoning is about four or five things you probably already have. You don't need a prepackaged meatball seasoning. It's so good.
I do use the chili seasoning, though. But then I add other stuff to it. But, I mean, if you're doing something quick, it's good. But I would never eat any of that gravy.
Oh, gravy.
Because gravy's too easy to make. I mean, it's not hard to make at all.
Well, so is meatball seasoning. There's something, I don't know, very attractive to these women, or at least my mom. She's like, oh, my God, you just dump it and add two cups of water or whatever it is, and boom, you're done. It's crazy.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how good the hollandaise mix would be, but I'm sure it'd be fine. I mean, if you're putting it on a McDonald's bagel sandwich,
yeah, right. I guess the application matters.
I think they have Alfredo seasoned mix too.
They got pesto spaghetti sauce seasoning. I go, what the hell is in that? Spaghetti sauce seasoning? Everything. So crazy.
Well. I'm going to have to go get one of those McDonald's sandwiches now, bagel sandwiches with the breakfast sauce. Wait a minute. Breakfast sauce? Isn't that what they call it, Rob? Breakfast sauce.
Breakfast sauce. Makes sense.
Hold the breakfast sauce.
I don't need nothing fancy here. You told him that you're going to put hollandaise on it. No one would buy it.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
People at McDonald's would know what hollandaise is.
They might know what it is.
Or if they know what it is, then they wouldn't want it from McDonald's.
You're not looking for that. So if you caught, if they had an aioli on it, then I don't know. I'm not looking for that on a double cheese, you know.
Well, if they had queso, they put that on a cheeseburger.
And we're talking.
Okay, so not much to report from here today.
Yeah.
We just cover a bunch of topics. That's what we do. And I've been meaning to get our legal expert, Ryan, on some. I found a lawsuit the other day, and again, I just put it off. I need to get in touch with him. But I've been traveling so much, man. Yeah.
Gotta chill out.
And that Indiana trip wore me slap out.
That was a lot of driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what, 20 hours?
Well, when we broke for the little vacation, my wife and I drove up to our friend's house in the mountains. That's about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And then we came back, and we're home for a day, and then went to our friend's in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, next to Charleston. That's a few hours. Came back and then drove to Indiana the next weekend.
That's a lot of driving.
I know. Without air conditioning.
Without air.
No. My wife's car has air conditioning, and that's all that really matters when it comes down to it.
Of course.
Yeah.
You should just take her car anyway. She doesn't like cold wear. She likes her space heater every day of the year. Just let her drive the truck.
Right. I may do that. You're onto something there.
You like it hot anyway.
Sure. All right. So thanks for listening and watching and doing. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenyx.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.